Acupuncture, the holistic and complementary practices. Acupuncture is the main focus of this series, but there are other things your practitioner may recommend that you should be aware of. This is because TCM uses a whole body or holistic approach to medicine. In addition to acupuncture, there could be herbal regimens, lifestyle changes, or meditation. It wouldn't be sensible to just look at acupuncture as a standalone treatment. We will explore some of this holistic approach and how it is interrelated to acupuncture. The first thing to keep in mind that in traditional Chinese medicine, abbreviated as TCM, everything is connected. This includes within the body and the universe and the belief that those are connected as well. The general idea of body organs being connected in some way is not foreign to Western medicine. It is just a matter of how each of these disciplines explain how these interactions take place. In TCM, different organs are either yin or yang, and each has its equal and opposite counterpart, meaning that these particular organs affect each other. But TCM takes the next step and connects the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of self as well. This is a relatively new idea in Western medicine. The chief aim of TCM is to restore proper balance of the yin and yang and the flow of qi, a harmonious relationship between the physical, mental, and spiritual, allows the qi to flow properly, thereby restoring the necessary balance. Using nutrition as a tool for healing has been surprisingly recent in the eyes of modern Western medicine, but in TCM it has been around for a long time. Eating balanced meals has a different meaning in TCM, in that the balance refers to the yin and yang of the foods that are being eaten. Foods are categorized, and there needs to be the right balance for the qi to flow properly. A practitioner can tell you if you are lacking in yin or yang, and you can alter the balance of your diet accordingly. It is sometimes easier for those used to Western medicine to think of qi as a universal energy, because there is an understanding of nerves, impulses, and chemical messengers within the body. In a way, they are a form of energy. When the organs get the proper amount of energy, then they are healthy. When this energy is not right, then the body reacts in an adverse way. Another technique that may be used in conjunction with or instead of acupuncture is acupressure. The idea is basically the same as acupuncture, but instead of needles activating certain points, the healing power of touch is used. While some may scoff at this idea, very few would argue with the restorative effects of a good massage. In reality, acupressure is just a highly targeted massage used within the holistic system of TCM. Acupuncturists may recommend meditation to help get the body in tune with itself, and by extension, the universe. Meditation has the effect of controlling how we breathe. Again, those in Western medicine understand how vital it is for our health for oxygen to be delivered properly. Deciding to pursue acupuncture for any reason could naturally lead to many other positive changes. Taken as a whole, as TCM is apt to do, these practices are really a lifestyle. They not only change our lifestyle, but it becomes a lifestyle. And when your health and well-being improve in so many areas, there is no question that it is a beneficial lifestyle.